Say Yes to Peace by Pastor Victoria Galloway. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Scripture reading, Acts 13:22 and Matthew 6:10. We often consider our yes to God as soft, subtle, and relaxed. But today, I want you to know that your yes to peace is quite the opposite. Your yes is spiritual violence. Your yes makes hell nervous and gives God access to your life. In our verse today, pay attention to the words surpasses, guards, and heart. Surpasses is to be higher, supreme, and to rank with power and authority. Guard is to watch and to protect. Lastly, the heart is your soul and mind. In other words, when you say yes to God's peace, you say yes to God's power, authority, and protection over your mind, will, and emotions. I don't know about you, but I'm saying, Lord, I give you permission to guard, protect, and watch over all of me, my desires, my endeavors, and my purpose in 2022. Saying yes to God's peace also means saying no to fear, anxiety, doubt, and distractions. We are saying no to anything that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God and attempts to take hold of our peace. We are saying yes and setting our minds on whatever is true, pure, lovely, and praiseworthy. Moreover, if we are saying yes to His peace and no to worry, doubt, and fear, we are simultaneously saying yes to His word. In 2022, know what the word of God says. Know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Know that He is for you and not against you. Know that He has plans for you to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. God's truth, His word, dispels the darkness and lies of the enemy. Saying yes reveals the truth. Saying yes to God's peace in your life gives God access to guard your heart and quenches every fiery dart of the enemy. So Lord, in 2022, we are declaring yes to your peace. Declare with me today, Lord, I choose to receive your peace today, and I give you access to guard my heart and my mind.